Albayan Radio presents The Islamic Awakening, presented by Sheikh Nasim Abdi.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear brothers and sisters. And we are up to episode number 22 of the short lessons from the Islamic Awakening book from Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullahi alayhi. And we are finalizing today, inshallah, some introductory matters related to da'wah. And the point that we'll be speaking about today, inshallah, azza wa jal, is the consequences of not giving da'wah. And this is, subhanAllah, from the extremely dangerous affairs that many have fallen into. Again, both in the public sphere, in the open sphere, the open callers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they don't enjoin the good and forbid the evil, or if it's something even private, if it's something even private between a husband and a wife and a husband, family, children, friends, work colleagues, etc., students, when they don't enjoin the good and forbid the evil, what are the consequences that happen? Firstly, some previous prophets, they cursed their people because كان لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا. They wouldn't, the prophets would curse their people because their people would not forbid the evil that they seen the people doing. Yeah, they seen others doing it in the public sphere, they're committing bad, doing wrong, and they wouldn't stop them, they wouldn't prevent them, they wouldn't warn them. In many cases, they actually ended up joining them through means which they justified their corruption in. And this is obviously the worst of the worst. But obviously, even on a smaller scale, when people don't enjoin the good and forbid the evil, what happens? There's a beautiful verse in the Quran where Allah says, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقُ الْبَاطِنِ. Say, the truth has come and falsehood has fled. And in this is a great and beautiful lesson for all, that truth needed to come before the falsehood fled. If the truth is not there, then what will be there? Of course, falsehood. You only have two options, either the truth or falsehood. And so if the truth is not there, if the truth is not present, what will take place? Falsehood. Okay, how do you get rid of the opposite? It's true. It's called fahm al-mukhalafah, understanding the opposite. And this is Allah in the Sharia. How do you get rid of that falsehood? You need to bring the truth. You need to bring the truth. So if we don't enjoin one another in goodness, in righteousness, encourage one another to stay away from the bad, etc., then what ends up happening? That the person will unfortunately give way to that which is evil, that which is corrupt, that which is bad. And that's what we see nowadays. We see that because the people, for whatever reason, maybe they don't know, maybe they're shy, maybe they don't care, they don't enjoin the people to do good. For example, the people, they'll be in a gathering and there's people that don't pray. There's people that smoke. There's people that swear. There's some, a'yadhan billah, they curse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's some that they don't wear hijab. There's some that they go out, for example, from the women, they go out beautified, perfume and makeup and doing their eyebrows, etc., or they wear clothes which are inappropriate. Even if they do wear hijab, there are some people, for example, their tongues are very foul, or they're people that raise their kids wrong. Could be a million things that the people see wrong on a day-to-day basis, but there's no enjoying the good or forbidding the evil. And so the people that do the evil, this becomes the norm. This becomes the norm. And what ends up happening, because the nafs, in the nafs al-amaratun bisu, illa ma rahma rabbi, the Allah says in the Quran that the nafs, the inner self of people, is an extreme commander in evil. It's an extreme commander in evil. And so naturally, your nafs pushes you towards that which is bad. Your nafs pushes you towards that which is bad unless you train your nafs and you work it up to the other type of nufus, which maybe we'll speak about in the future, inshallah. But until that happens, the majority of people, they're going to like the haram. They're going to like that which is evil. So the majority of people, they start to follow their nafs and they start to do that which is evil. So what happens now to the people of goodness, the ones that want to be righteous, they want righteousness, they don't want to give into their nafs and what it desires from the evil matters? They become shy to say anything. Why? Because the majority of people, they're upon evilness. So the minority, these are the ones that want to be good, these are the ones that be upright, they're too shy. Because how are you going to advise a whole gathering that's doing evil? How are you as an individual going to give da'wah to your entire family? How are you as an individual going to try and change your whole community? And this is from the consequences of not giving da'wah, that the bad spreads. the bad spreads, and this is the situation many people find themselves in today. Tayyip, how do we change that? How do we turn the tide? You need to start. You just need to start. You just need to do what Allah commanded you. Give da'wah to the best of your ability in the best of ways. All of the points that we mentioned in the beginning episodes, from having good character, implementing your knowledge, using wisdom, knowing what you're giving da'wah to, etc., 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 knowing how to speak to the person using the best of words, etc. All of this is very important, but you start. Give da'wah to this person. Give da'wah in gatherings. Give da'wah to your friends. Give da'wah to your family. Try your best, if it's appropriate and it's in your capacity, to give da'wah to people. And then slowly this person changes and that person changes. And so instead of you being by yourself against 100, now you have 2 or 3 people against, because their numbers reduce. It becomes against 98 or 97 people. And then they give da'wah a little bit. And your circle turns to 10 people against now 90 people. And then that continues and it continues and it continues. And then the more stronger your circle has become because of the people, alhamdulillah, that you've positively influenced, the more the harm and the evil and the falsehood is reduced and it's weakened. Until, inshallah, you get to a point where the da'wah has the upper hand, and that which is righteous has the upper hand, and the enjoying the good and forbidding the evil has the upper hand. And this is what we want to work towards. This is what we want to work towards, and we need to start. We need to start with ourselves. Us, husbands, wives, children, employers, employees, colleagues, students, etc. We need to start to bring about the change to the best of our ability. Some people will have a big platform. Some people only have a small conversation that they have. But if you have the knowledge, even if it's, as we mentioned, one verse, you give da'wah to that. And it's appropriate. It's a right setting. It's appropriate for you to give da'wah. You give da'wah in the best of manners, in the best of ways, it's not going to lead to bigger problems. Then you give da'wah. Slowly but surely, we will see the change in the tide. This is the tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the blessing from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the success from Allah Azza wa Jal that He promised, that we put in the work and we leave the results up to Him. We put in the work and we're patient upon that, and we're patient upon Him. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By time, verily mankind is in loss except those who believe and do righteous deeds, and they encourage one another in goodness. They give da'wah and they encourage one another to be patient. Person needs to be patient in da'wah, and inshallah we'll speak about this in the next episode. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله عليه محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.